O God, I thank you that I am not like the rest of humanity, greedy, dishonest, adulterous, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week and pay tithes on my whole income. For this prayer, Jesus tells us, the Pharisee did not go home justified. And further, his exalting of himself will cause him to be humbled. On the surface, his life seems pretty good to me. He starts off by thanking God for his good qualities, which is an acknowledgement that even these qualities are a gift from God. Wow, he fasts twice a week. I'm doing good if I do once a week for part of the day. He pays tithes on his whole income. Most of the years of my life, I did not even come close to giving 10% of my whole income to charity. But however, after Father Birch's homily series last year, I'll be sure to tithe now. At least I'll have to do another homily series on money to get me to behave. How many of us could claim to be thankful to God for all our gifts from him, not have any greed, dishonesty, or adultery in all its forms of sexual misconduct, pornography, couples living together outside of marriage, or crude speech and thoughts? How many of us fast twice a week and pay tithes on our income? I cannot claim to be as good on the outside as this Pharisee claims to be, but I do aspire to it, as it is a good example. Most of us can relate or at least appreciate this tax collector who humbles himself before the Lord and asks for God's mercy because he recognizes he is a sinner. Having been a tax accountant many years ago, I was accused of being the tax collector for the government, and wow, did that sting. Back in Jesus' day, tax collectors were often considered Jewish traitors who collected taxes from their fellow Jews on behalf of the Roman oppressors. But Jesus tells us, it's this bottom of Jewish society, the tax collector, that goes home justified, because he was sincerely willing to humble himself before God and call on his mercy, because he knew his sins deserved God's justice. It's not too hard to see where this outwardly good Pharisee went wrong. He never admits any sin and does not ask for forgiveness, so none is given. If we skip going to confession on a somewhat regular basis, we may be acting a bit like the Pharisee. However, if we humble ourselves the way our Catholic faith teaches us by going to a priest for confession, we receive the forgiveness that Jesus so earnestly desires to give us. I can personally feel the weight of my sins disappear after confession and see life with a fresh start. Yes, life will likely get me down again, but that's one of the beauties of confession. It is a repeatable sacrament. And if you do it often, you will see your progress and think twice before doing certain sins, knowing you will need to confess them again. Father had a bulletin column on the first Saturday devotions about a month ago that speaks to some special graces from this devotion. Part of it's going to confession once a month for 9 consecutive months and the special graces you receive from that. If you make time on first Saturday mornings at 8 o'clock to participate in this devotion, you'll be greatly rewarded with grace. After the Pharisee puffs himself up and tells God how good he is, he makes another critical error of judging the tax collector and comparing himself to the tax collector, as if you were the bar to measure holiness by. I don't know about you, but I've certainly made this kind of error in assessing my own personal holiness as well. I take inventory of where my relationship is with God. When it's falling short of what it should be, I look around to compare myself to others who are not as far along on their journey towards God. Then I don't feel quite so bad where I'm at. If we do this too often, we might convince ourselves that we're good just the way we are and we don't need to improve or go to confession. What I have to remember is that God does not share his gifts equally with all people in the same measure, kind, or frequency. I've come to realize that without the extra gifts God gives me, for reasons unknown to me, I would be in a horrible spiritual state. Before I became Catholic at age 19, life was pretty much about myself and what I wanted out of life. I even remember once telling my mother that I finally figured out life. In my youthful wisdom, I sincerely thought life was all about having the most fun you could have before you eventually die. Bless my mother, who with stunned old age wisdom, just simply asked the question, "Do you really believe this?" Something in the way she said it made me seriously reconsider that I might need to go back to the drawing board to figure out what life is actually about. It wasn't until my wife-to-be introduced me to the Catholic faith some 30-plus years ago that I actually started to figure out what life is about. What I learned, and I'm still learning these last decades, is perhaps the topic for another homily. For now, let's just say that moving Jesus to the center of my life so that I can be who I'm created to be has been rewarding and meaningful and has given me great purpose in life. The reason I went off on this tangent is twofold. First, to point out that I did not have the gifts from God early on to answer his call to holiness in the same way that I do today. If I had not encountered God in my late teens, I would likely be what the Pharisee calls the rest of humanity, that being secular society. So while we can judge the actions of others as good or bad, what we cannot do is judge the person's soul, as we do not know how God is working in their life and what has prevented them from making better choices. This leads to my second reason for my tangent. For those of us here at Mass today, we have been invited to the greatest encounter with God by receiving his body, blood, soul, and divinity into our humanity by receiving him in Holy Communion. Talk about high gifts we have been given that our pious and proud Pharisee cannot even come close to. With this powerful Eucharistic gift, and if we follow the outward claims of the Pharisees, we are called to a much higher holiness like that of mankind before the fall of Adam and Eve. We are called to be saints. So why did God give these gifts to you? Did you do something extraordinary to deserve them? How are you responding to the gifts that God has given you? Will you be like the Pharisee and compare yourselves to others and think, "I am way better than those tax collectors, so of course God is happy with me, just the way I am"? Take some time to reflect on those questions. There's one final reflection on our gospel that I find important. The Pharisee's seemingly disregard for the tax collector's soul and well-being was proof that his own heart was not softened by his outward pious actions. So were his pious actions for inflating his pride, or were they for God? The Pharisee could have learned much from the tax collector's humble approach and could have even thanked him for his great example of humility. He could have reached out to him with love and invited him into a greater relationship with God. But with his heart focused on himself, he seems to have missed the whole point of prayer and missed what God set before him in this humble tax collector. When others come to our church here at Notre Dame that seem a bit odd or out of place, do we act a bit like the Pharisee and think God we're not like them? What about those we encounter that will never even set foot here at Notre Dame? Think of that wayward politician, that annoying coworker, the manipulative relative, or that cranky sales clerk, or even that bossy kid in the playground. Do we see them as someone to compare ourselves to, or do we see them as a person who God loves and looks for ways we might be able to bring them closer to God? Do our pious actions, like being here at Mass, soften our heart to care about our neighbors? We need to be on mission for Christ. We should seek out the tax collectors in our lives and invite them into a closer relationship with Jesus. You might be thinking to yourself, "I am not qualified and I do not know how to bring others to Jesus." If you're thinking this, you might be right. But I'm still learning too, so let's do something about it. Take a look at our bulletin and get involved in something outside of just your time here at Mass. Learn to be the disciple of Christ you're being called to be. Outwardly, be the pious Pharisee, but inwardly, be the humble tax collector.